Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An employee at a Missouri grocery store catches customer Larry Gay behind the meat counter packaging steaks himself. The employee tells Gay the counter is closed, but Gay insists the employee help him and then brandishes a gun. Gay presses the gun to the employee's neck until he finishes packing up the steaks and hands them over. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy Gay then calmly proceeds to check out and head to the parking lot, where cops catch up with him. They discover the gun was loaded and a bullet in the chamber. When an officer asked Gay why they had received a report that he had threatened someone with a gun, Gay responded only with, "I have no idea."
Gay, 70, who did pay for the steaks, now charged with unlawful gun use. Christopher Trevino wakes up in the middle of the night after hearing noises in the Utah home he shares with his wife. Trevino sees a dark figure enter the room, grabs the handgun with which he sleeps, and shoots the intruder. Trevino's wife, JC, screams out and collapses to the floor. She's rushed to the hospital, but dies.
Trevino told police, Nancy, that he thought he heard their Ring alarm system go off and thought he felt his wife beside him in bed when he reached for the handgun tucked next to his thigh. Trevino did not call out before shooting. Family members told police Trevino often showed off his gun and left it out during family events.
Trevino, 29, now charged with manslaughter. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Over the weekend, four individuals were discovered shot to death inside an RV in a small Mojave Desert village. The latest act of heinous murder keeps the United States record pace for mass homicides this year. Authorities announced Monday that a man and three women were the victims. According to a spokeswoman for the Kern County Sheriff's Office, there were no immediate arrests, but two people were being sought for questioning as persons of interest, and there was no ongoing threat to other residents in the unincorporated Mojave community. According to a database kept by the Associated Press and USA Today in collaboration with Northeastern University, this is the 19th mass murder of 2023, the most through the end of April of any year since at least 2006. A mass killing is defined as the slaying of four or more people other than the assailant, with one about every week this year has broken the previous record. On a South Carolina beach road, a woman driving under the influence and well over the posted speed limit crashed into the rear of a golf cart, killing a bride who was leaving her wedding reception. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Around 10 p.m. Friday on Folly Beach, data from Jamie Lee Komorowski's rental car showed that she was traveling at a speed of 65 miles per hour and that she only briefly applied the brakes before hitting the golf cart. The island close to Charleston has a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit. According to the Charleston County Coroner's Office, 34-year-old Samantha Miller of Charlotte, North Carolina, died in the collision. Miller had just gotten married hours earlier. Folly Beach Public Safety Department Director Andrew Gilreath said the golf cart had lights on and was legal to drive at night. To cover the cost of her daughter-in-law's funeral and her son's medical expenses, the groom's mother established an online fund. 25-year-old Komorowski is charged with reckless vehicular homicide and three counts of driving under the influence causing death. On each DUI charge, she faces a prison sentence of 1 to 25 years.
Komorowski was still being held in the Charleston County Jail as of Monday afternoon. Following a road rage incident in 2021 that resulted in the death of a black man, a Massachusetts man was found guilty of murder after yelling a racial epithet. At a news conference earlier this week, District Attorney Marion Ryan announced that Dean Capsalis of Hudson had been found guilty by a jury of second-degree murder, violating Henry Tapia's constitutional rights as well as other offenses. On January 19, 2021, 56-year-old Capsalis and 34-year-old Tapia got into a fight. Investigators discovered that Capsalis yelled the slur and then struck Tapia with his pickup as the argument came to an end. Prosecutors said that Tapia died at the hospital. At trial, Capsalis argued that Tapia's death was an accident. In North Dakota, charges against a man accused of purposefully running over an 18-year-old at a street dance have been changed from murder to manslaughter. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Following a political argument in September 2022, 42-year-old Shannon Brandt of Glenfield initially claimed to have run over and killed Kaylor Ellingson in McHenry, about 150 miles northeast of Bismarck. According to court documents, Brandt informed investigators that Ellingson was a political fanatic and that he was worried that Ellingson was calling people to come and get him, which caused the matter to gain attention on social media. But later, investigators concluded that the case was not political and that there was no proof to back up Brandt's assertion that Ellingson was an extremist. The initial charge against Brandt was criminal vehicular homicide, but it was eventually changed to felony murder.
Brandt is also accused of fleeing the scene of a fatal collision.
A family watches a movie together in the living room of their Michigan home when they hear a loud crash in a back bedroom. Worried it's an intruder, the family leaves and calls 911. Cops head inside to confront the suspect, a white-tailed deer that crashed through a window and couldn't find its way off a bed. Officers herd the doe out of the bedroom, down a hallway, and safely out the front door. I'm happy to report she is not facing home invasion charges. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.